Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 5th of March 2024. Essence. Sweet children, remove your attachment from everything, including your bodies. Only when you souls become Karmateet will you be able to return home. Question. What causes great fear in souls, and why is there that fear? Answer. Souls have a great deal of fear of leaving their bodies because they become attached to their bodies. Even if a soul wants to leave his body because of sorrow, he still has to experience punishment for his sins. You children have no fear at the confluence age. You have even greater happiness that you will leave your old bodies and go to the Father. Om Shanti. Sweetest children, it has been explained to you that firstly there is knowledge and secondly there is devotion. This is fixed in the drama. No one knows the beginning, the middle, or the end of the drama. You children know that there is no fear of death in the golden age. They understand that they have to shed their bodies and take others. There is no question of experiencing sorrow or crying, etc. Here there is fear of death. Souls experience sorrow on leaving their bodies. The soul is afraid because he has to take another birth and still experience sorrow. You are now at the confluence age. The Father has explained to you, children, that you now have to return. Return where? Home, that is, to God's home. This here is not your home. The place where God and you souls reside is called the home. Bodies do not exist there. People say that they reside in Bharat, that Bharat is their home. In the same way, you say that we, that is, we souls, reside in our home there. That is the home of souls. This is the home of human beings. That is called the land of liberation. People make effort to go there and meet God. There should be a great deal of happiness in meeting God. The body belongs to the soul, and the soul has developed a great deal of attachment to it. This is why, when there is even a little illness, souls are also afraid that they may have to leave their bodies. There is fear on the path of ignorance. This is the time of the confluence age when you understand that you are now to return home to the Father. Therefore, there is no question of fear. The Father has shown you a very good method. Impure souls cannot come to me in the land of liberation. That is the home of pure souls. This is the home of human beings. This body is made of the five elements. The five elements pull you down to reside here. These elements, air, water, and ether, etc., do not exist there in the soul world. This is the way to churn the ocean of knowledge. Souls adopt these properties, bodies. This is why they develop attachment for them. However, you souls are in fact residents of that place. You souls are now making effort to return home once again. When you souls become pure, you receive happiness. There is no question of sorrow. At this time, it is the land of sorrow. So these five elements pull you to come down to play your parts. You definitely also have to take the support of matter, otherwise this play couldn't continue. This play is one of happiness and sorrow. When you are happy, you do not have attachment to your body of the five elements. There you remain pure. You don't have attachment to your bodies. You now have to renounce all of your attachment to the five elements of matter. You will become pure, and then your bodies will be created through your power of yoga. This is why Maya will not be there to pull you. Those bodies of yours will be created through the power of yoga, and this is why there is no sorrow there. This drama is created in such a wonderful way. These are very subtle matters that have to be understood. Those who are very clever and remain present on service are able to explain very clearly. The Father has said, "Your wealth can never decrease by your donating it. If you continue to donate it, you will also imbibe it. Otherwise, it will be difficult to imbibe it. Don't think that you can imbibe it simply by writing it down. Yes, you can write the points down and send them to others for their benefit. That is a separate matter. Otherwise, it would be of no use to you. Some just write things down and waste paper. This is also something that you have to understand internally. I write it down, but how do I use it afterwards? What benefit is there if, after writing it down, you throw it away? This too is a way in which souls deceive themselves. These things have to be imbibed. The Father hasn't memorized anything that has been written down. The Father continues to explain every day. First of all, you must have a connection with the Father. It is only by having remembrance of the Father that you souls can become pure. Then, when you go there, you will remain pure. The souls and the bodies both remain pure there. After that power ends, the power of the five elements pulls souls. You souls now desire to renounce your bodies and return home. You are now becoming pure. You will then leave your bodies as easily as a hair is pulled out of butter. You have to remove all of your attachment from everything, including your own bodies. You souls came without bodies and you were pure. You had no attachment to this world. There, no one cries when a soul leaves his body. There is no difficulty or illness. There is no attachment for a body. It is as though souls are playing their parts. When a soul's body grows old, he adopts another body in order to play his part. There is no kingdom of Ravan there. At this time, there is the desire to go to Baba. Baba says, "Remember me." This knowledge is in your intellects. The Father says, "You have to become pure and come to me." The Father says, You have to become pure and come to me. Everyone is now impure. This is why there is attachment for this puppet of the five elements, and no one wants to leave it. Otherwise, reasoning says that if we leave our bodies, we can then return to the Father. You are now making effort to become pure and return to the Father. The Father says, "You used to belong to me. You souls must now remember me and become pure once again. There will be no difficulty in adopting a new body. Here, people call a doctor, etc., because they have attachment for bodies. You should have the happiness that you are now to return to Baba. You no longer have any connections with your bodies. You have been given your bodies in order to play your parts. There, souls and bodies are both very healthy. There is no trace of sorrow. Therefore, you children should make a great deal of effort. You are now to go to Baba, so why should you not renounce your bodies and return? However, until you become pure and reach your Karmateet stage by having yoga, you will not be able to return to the Father. Human beings who are without this knowledge cannot have such thoughts. You children are able to have such thoughts. You now have to return. Initially, souls had power. They were happy. They never had any fear. People do devotion, etc., because there is sorrow here. But they do not know the path to go back home. Only the one Father can show you the path to return there. You have the happiness that you are to return to Baba. The Father explains that you have attachment to your bodies here, and so you have to remove that attachment. These bodies are of the five elements. All of this is Maya. Everything that you souls see with those eyes is nothing but Maya. Here there is sorrow in everything. There is so much dirt. The bodies in heaven are first class, and you will have first class palaces as well. There is no question of sorrow. This play is predestined. These matters should enter your thoughts. The Father says, if they don't understand anything, then tell them. At least remember the Father so that your sins can be absolved and you can go to heaven. Each of you is a soul. You receive that long tail of a body afterwards. So why have we become trapped in them? The Father explains. This is called the kingdom of Ravan. In the kingdom of Ravan, there is nothing but sorrow. There is no question of sorrow in the golden age. We are now taking power from Baba's remembrance because we have become weak. Body consciousness makes you the most weak. The Father explains that this drama is predestined. It can never stop. There is no question of eternal liberation, etc. This drama is predestined. It has been said, why worry about what is predestined to happen? Whatever has passed will happen once again. There is no question of worrying. Nothing bad happens in the golden age. Here there is worry. The Father says, this is the drama. The Father has shown you the way to return to him. You will come to me in this way. It is as easy as pulling a hair out of butter. You souls simply have to remember me and become pure. There is no other way to become pure. You now understand that you are sitting in the kingdom of Ravan. There it is the kingdom of God. This play is about the kingdom of God and the kingdom of the devil. No one understands how God comes and carries out establishment. The Father is called the ocean of knowledge. Only he can come and explain everything. You now understand the entire knowledge. Later on, you will forget all of this knowledge. You will even forget how you received your status through this study. When you go to heaven, all of this knowledge will have disappeared. You will not know how God made you into those with double crowns. If this one didn't know anything, how could others who study the scriptures, etc., know anything? This knowledge will not even touch them. You come here and listen, and this is why it instantly touches you. All of this is incognito. The Father speaks to you, but is anything visible? It is understood. Have you ever seen a soul? It is understood that the soul exists. It is possible to see one in a divine vision. The Father says, "What would you understand by seeing it anyway? Souls are just tiny points. There are countless souls. You would have a vision of 10 to 20 souls. You would not understand just by seeing one soul. Many have visions. How would they understand whether they were seeing a soul or the Supreme Soul? The difference would not be understood. While sitting somewhere, you may see a tiny soul, but you would not be able to know whether it is a soul or the Supreme Soul. You now understand that there is a great deal of power in such a tiny soul. Each soul is a master. He renounces one body and enters another in order to play his part. This is the wonder of nature. If someone's body becomes ill, or he goes bankrupt, etc., he feels that it would be better to leave his body, that if the soul left his body, he would be liberated from sorrow. However, how can the burden of sin that is on his head be removed? You have to make effort for remembrance in order to have your sins absolved. A great deal of sin has been committed due to Ravan, and the Father shows you the way to be liberated from that. He simply says, "Continue to remember me." You should leave your body in remembrance, and all your sins, etc., will then end. To stay in remembrance is not as easy as going to your auntie's home. When you try to remember me, Maya causes you a great deal of distress. She repeatedly makes you forget me. Baba tells you of his experience. "I try very hard, but Maya still puts obstacles in the way of my remembrance, even though we are both together. Even though we are together, I repeatedly forget him. It is very difficult. Again and again, someone else or something else is remembered. You make very good effort. Some tell tall stories. They write a chart for 10 to 15 days and then leave it. You must be very cautious about this. It is understood that when you have all become pure and reached your Karmateet stage, you will win. This is a godly lottery. To remember Baba is called the thread of remembrance. It is a question of using your intellects to understand. Some say that they remember Baba, but Baba says, you don't even know how to remember him. There is a difference in the levels of status. How is the kingdom established? You have ruled a kingdom many times and lost it again. Baba comes and teaches you every 5,000 years. Then, in the kingdom of Ravan, you fall onto the path of sin. Those who were deities fell onto the path of sin. So the Father explains many deep aspects of how to remember the Father. It is very easy. You will leave your bodies and go to the Father. Only when you recognize me can your sins be absolved with the power of yoga. That can only happen at the end. No one can return now, no matter what they may do. Only I come and teach you accurate yoga. Then that power of yoga lasts for half a cycle. There you experience limitless happiness. People do all sorts of things on the path of devotion. Devotion doesn't remain after the Father comes and gives knowledge. The day dawns with knowledge, and then there are no more difficulties. Devotion is the night, the time of stumbling. There is no question of sorrow. All of these matters will sit in the intellects of the saplings who belong here. These matters are very subtle. This knowledge is wonderful, and it cannot be explained by anyone except the Father. There are very few who understand it. This too is fixed in the drama. It cannot be any different. People think, what is there that God cannot do? However, God only comes once. He comes and shows the way to heaven. Now the intellects of you children have become very broad and unlimited. Both of us are together. When this one, Brahma, looks at someone, he has the consciousness of giving that soul a donation of peace. One can understand on seeing them whether they belong to our clan or not. The task of you serviceable children is to feel their pulse. They will become silent if they belong to your clan. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. In order to become pure and return home with the Father, don't have attachment to your puppet of the five elements. Remove all your fear of leaving your body. 2. be very attentive and increase your chant of the pilgrimage of remembrance. Purify the soul with the power of yoga. Become Karmateet and win this godly lottery. Blessing, may you become such a powerful soul that, instead of accepting success, you show the practical evidence of success. The practical result of the success of all of you will now become visible. Any task that has been spoilt will easily be put right with your drishti and your cooperation. You will not say to achieve success, "Yes, it will happen," but your directions will enable success to be attained, and subjects will then quickly be created. People will emerge from all directions and come to you. This part of success will now be performed, but you first have to become so powerful that you do not accept that success. Revelation will then take place. Slogan: celebrate a meeting while remaining stable in the avyakt stage, and the treasure store of blessings will open. Om Shanti.